Welcome back to another episode of Don't Quote Us. I'm your host, Jasmine, alongside my co-hosts and best friends, Miriam and Roya. Season 2, baby.
Long time no see or no chat.
Yeah, 2-week hiatus, but we're back.
Better than ever.
Yeah, because we have a plan this episode.
Yeah!
Let's get it.
Never mind. Continue.
Before we get into what the overall theme for this episode is going to be, thanks to Roya. You guys want to talk about what we did last weekend?
What did we do?
I don't think we can tell people what we did.
You're making it sound like it's some scandalous, like...
It is.
Oh, it is?
It is.
Oh.
We just went kidding. To a bar. No, like, we went to a food bank.
To a food bank?
Like, to do charity. Okay, anyway, that's a bad joke. But, yeah, we went to a bar.
And we had a grand old time.
Yeah. It was fun. But for me personally, like, it was kind of weird. Because, like, I know Roy and Miriam from high school when we were, like, young little babies.
Hey, I know you from high school, too.
Hey, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Which high school?
I don't know if you remember me.
I hate you.
But yeah, it was weird to see us in an adult setting together.
Yeah, and I was saying how, like, we all have our own, like, we all go to different universities, we all have our own different lives here, so it's just weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird drinking with them.
It was odd, but it was fun.
Yeah, can't that wait was to a lot do of it fun. Again.
Yeah, get sloshed.
I gave Miriam and Roya blue balls, and Miriam returned the favor with some porn stars.
You know me. I do it for the people.
Because Miriam's a feminist like that.
Sex work is work.
Yeah, and that's the theme of our episode. No, Roy, you want to introduce the theme for this week?
Okay. So today, we will be talking about money and finances. How to save your money, where to spend your money, how to invest it, through the history of economics. We're going to talk about why, and we will be proving why you can in fact print more money. And yeah,
I know you guys are more used to like stupid content from us, but this time we want to go like an academic turn.
We taken some time to reflect, and we thought, you know, we should be putting out some good information in the world.
Uh-huh.
We are so, yeah, above qualified to be talking about this.
So we want to start with our theses.
Okay.
Theses.
Who wants to go first?
I think I'm right with theses.
Thesi?
Thesi.
I don't know. Don't look at me.
Anyways, yeah. So that's what we're talking about.
Oh, we're not doing our theses?
Psych.
I hate this. What is the past 2 minutes? Here, should I just reintroduce the topic?
No.
What happens after psych?
Psych, we're not being academic.
Okay, no.
You done goofed.
Just a disclaimer, we were joking. We are not qualified to be telling anyone how to spend their money, nor how to invest it, nor the history of economics, but we will be doing so nonetheless. Thank you. It's basically, I would like to call, like, the way I wrote this in my little notes is three idiots explaining finances. So, that's what we're doing.
How exciting.
Someone take it away.
I don't have any money, so.
Three people who don't have money talk about money.
Hey, I have some good money.
I have some shmoney. But
okay.
None that I should be spending.
Okay, then Maria, what's our first topic?
Okay, let's start off with what would you not spend your money on, no matter how cheap. So an example is, I think we said this in another episode, but paywalls for news articles.
Oh no!
When they're like, please donate, blah 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 blah, to get like unlimited, like, access to all the articles. Like, no shot, no thank you. Like, I'll find it somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't need to read it that badly.
Like, yeah, so stuff like that. Like, what's something that you just refuse to pay for, even if it's like not that much?
Okay, for me, right off the bat, shipping.
Oh,
yeah.
I saw this video that like spoke to me so well. It was, this product is $30 and $15 shipping. And the guy's like, no way, I'm not buying this. But then something else is $45 of free shipping. And he's like, yeah, I'll buy this. Such a deal. And that's just me. There's no way you're going to catch me spending money on shipping. I'm going to try to reach that, you know, the minimum price.
Yeah, free shipping. If I have to pay like over 100, spend over 100. As long as I get free shipping, we're good. We're fine. Yeah. Like, if I get free shipping, I consider it's a good deal.
Yeah, like, if my original order would have been $20, including shipping, or I spend $50 and I get free, I'm going to spend $50 to get free shipping.
Absolutely.
True. Something I wouldn't spend money on, in Europe, they make you pay to use the washroom.
Oh, hold yeah. it. Hold
yeah,
it, I'm or find an it. Alley.
Find a dark corner where you drop a deuce. I'm not paying to do a biological function. Like, no.
How much do you have to pay?
I don't know, but when nature calls, I have to answer. Okay? And I'm not paying to pick up the phone.
Oh my god, they do that in Taiwan too. I remember this one day. My gosh, I don't know what I was thinking, but I had way too many like things that were not gonna sit well with my stomach. And then all of a sudden I'm in this square, like this, you know, like with a bunch of stores and everything, and I really need to go real bad. And I like finally find a washroom, and they're charging. And at that point, like, I'm like, I don't care, I'll give you all my money, just like let me in. So like when you're really desperate, the paywall, like, it kind of doesn't exist because it's a necessity. But if it's just a little pee, I'll hold it. Just or find like tinkle. A patch of grass. Yeah.
Oh, one thing I like hate spending money on, pajama t-shirts. Oh my goodness. I refuse, like if I have a shirt that I'm gonna wear when I'm sleeping, I don't want to spend lots of money on it. Like, I have, I think, 3 or 4 black Crime Stopper shirts.
That you got for free.
All for free. Like, every time they came to the school, I fought my hardest to get that shirt. Because I was like, new one to add to the collection. So I feel like people think I'm wearing the same shirt, but I actually just have like 4 different ones.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you were wearing the same one.
Oh, no.
Oh, interesting. The more you know.
Exactly.
But yeah, honestly, like sleeping shirts, I've never paid like,
I
for
won't,
one.
Mm-hmm. I won't buy it new. Like, at most, it'll be like an old shirt that I used to wear.
Yeah.
That's the best, though.
But I refuse to pay. Like, but that's the thing, it's only for shirts. I don't mind paying for like pajamas.
For the fluffy pants.
Yeah,
that's worth fine. It.
Yeah, that's a steal. But a shirt? Mm-mm.
That's true. That's a good one. I'm still angry about the fact that they charge for the bathroom. What a bunch of selfish pricks. Or Starbucks, where you have to order to use their bathroom.
Dumb. Also, I'm not going to pay. Okay, when you go to McDonald's and you ask them for mayo and they make you pay 25 cents, I'm not paying for it.
No nope. way. Why are you giving but ketchup only, for free but not mayo?
Only in the suburbs. In the city, they don't charge you.
They give it to you like for fistfuls.
Free. Yeah. What is happening? You would think it'd be the opposite.
That no economist.
I don't want to eat ketchup. Ketchup's disgusting. It's the most disgusting condiment yeah. to ever enter the planet.
Like, mayo, why is it sweet? I mean, mustard would like to have a word.
No, mustard's delicious.
Oh. No. I'm team ketchup and I'm anti mustard.
I hate ketchup. I don't get why it's sweet.
It's so gross.
Like every time I accidentally have it, I actually gag.
What the heck? I didn't know I was friends with ketchup haters.
Oh, but yeah. I could slather mayo like a
on anything.
Okay, but mayo's delicious.
Mayo? Okay, and why
Mayo eats mayo like it's yogurt.
Dude, I eat mayo with everything.
It goes with everything. Okay, I don't understand why, like, back in the day when we were kids, mayo was seen as, like, yucky. But it is so good. Like,
it looks kind
of
yucky.
One of my roommates puts mayo, when I say I put mayo on everything, this girl puts mayo on, like, fucking, I literally saw her eat, and I love this girl. Like, she's so fun. I saw her get macaroni.
Oh,
like
no.
Just the noodle, like, like not with cheese. Okay. Then she put tomato sauce.
Uh-huh.
Normal. Chopped lettuce.
Okay, now we're getting a little weird. This is before you boil, like when you're cooking.
No, this is in a bowl.
After, oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
So you're not cooking the lettuce. Okay.
No. Cooked macaroni, tomato sauce.
And tomato sauce, she didn't put it in the pot. She put it, once she put the noodles in the bowl, then she put the tomato sauce in. It's cold tomato sauce. I'm like, Carl, what are you doing?
That sounds so weird.
And then she put chopped lettuce. And then she put mayo. I'm like, what the fuck
are you eating? It's like, that's one of the dishes where I can just imagine what it tastes like.
And
like,
I'm not, and I, like, my stomach hurts, like, thinking about it.
Some of the shit she eats, like, I'm like, what? What?
A hot food with a cold sauce on top.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen her put Caesar dressing on pasta.
I've never heard of that before, and I'm kind of, like, interested, but I'm intrigued. I know I won't be able to finish.
And when I say she eats, like, huge bowls of it. Like, this girl is tiny, and she eats a massive bowl of, like, pasta, tomato sauce, lettuce, and mayo.
Is that, like, her go-to meal?
Bro, I don't even know. She's, like, I love her, but she's so weird with the things she eats.
Another food that's just, like, it's good, but just looks gross and sounds gross is sour cream. Who wants to eat something called sour cream? Spoiled cream.
I like sour cream, not by itself. This by itself is absolutely disgusting.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to do that.
You know what's weird? Horseradish.
Any radish.
Anyways, we're talking about money. I don't know where we're talking about this.
Also, like, why horse? Where did horse come from?
I don't know.
But yeah, back to money.
So don't spend your money on that. It's okay. Don't worry, guys. I linked it back. We're good.
In conclusion.
Save your money and don't pay to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
No. Just seriously. Shit yourself.
That's where capitalism dies.
Just poo yourself.
Stick a middle finger to capitalism and just dump in your pants.
Words of wisdom right there. Holy.
Imagine, like, you you take a dump in your pants and you have to go on the subway, like you said, you go sit down, it's like and it goes back in. It goes back
shut the
in.
Fuck up. Shut up.
Today, my friend texted me randomly. Let me read it. Like, we had, he just said, poop, poop, scoop, poop. I'm like, Brene, what the fuck? Out of nowhere. Like, he just texted me out of nowhere. We didn't have a conversation, nothing. He's like, it just had to be said. I was like, okay, work.
We need him on the podcast.
Oh, why we do all of our episodes go to poop? Why?
It's like high school and poop. It's just things we can all relate with.
It goes hand in hand.
Also, things you shouldn't spend your money on. Donuts if you're on campus. There is always so a specific. Club. I'm telling you, there's always a club. Giving at least at my school.
Doing a bake sale.
Not only doing a bake sale, but my school has like a partnership with Krispy Kreme. Bro, we get Krispy Kreme for free by the dozens. There's like an Instagram account for like my campus where it shows you where they're giving out free food on the day.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's so good.
I'm telling you, never buy Krispy Kreme donuts if you live in the city of Toronto.
That's so niche.
So niche.
That's what I'm saying. You guys told me to make it niche.
Yeah, Ray said true niche, and we're true for it.
Yeah. You never need to buy a Krispy Kreme donut if you go to my school. Anyways. I don't even like Krispy Kreme, but just saying. If it's free, I like it.
Also, like, the whole concept of a combo. Like, even if I don't want the fries and the drink, I'm still gonna get the combo. Because I feel like I'm saving money, but it doesn't really make sense.
I'm kind of anti-combo.
I'm, like, mentally anti-combo, but when I'm there ordering, I'm like, make it a combo.
But you can't just have, like, a burger with no fries.
It's just wrong.
I can have that.
Like, you're actually satanic.
Because it's like, I can get a burger for like a dollar, but then the minute I whack on fries, it's like $7.
Yeah, that's it. That's true.
But like, I was like, I'd rather just have a burger then.
Like, I can eat without the fries and stuff, but then whenever they go, you wanna make it a combo? I'm like, sure. Okay.
It's like, you know, like, it's like sirens, like, their call, like, they're singing that to Jasmine, and when someone asks her for a call.
That's her bat signal?
Yeah. She just goes.
Okay, what's the next topic?
Now we have, what's something you keep spending your money on, even though you shouldn't? So, like, ooh, an example that's, like, obvious or, like, that's a very common one is, like, oh, morning coffee or, like, Starbucks. You know, that
don't talk to me till I've had my coffee.
Like, that's a very, like, generic answer. But, yeah, something that you spend your money on, but you know you shouldn't.
Okay, one that, like, it was a problem for a while, but I kind of curbed it.
Mm-hmm.
Literally anything that had to do with the Maple Leafs. I didn't care. Like, I'm very stingy with my money, but when it comes to the Leafs, I'm like the most generous person alive. Like, I was at this concert once, not like a, you know, cool concert. I was at a piano concert.
A recital?
No, it was like my cousin was performing, and then they were having auctions, and there was this signed goalie stick of a Maple Leafs backup goalie. So like. Probably the most irrelevant. It's to Curtis McElhinney. I love you, but the most irrelevant Leaf, and it cost like, and it was a bidding thing, and I bid it. I put $120 on it, like, and I got it, and I have it. But like,
wait, I didn't expect this story to end with you having it.
I have it right now. I still have it.
Wait, so like, was it fun? Was it fun bidding against people?
No one bid against me. Like, I was the last one to bid, like, 120, and no one tried to beat that. And damn. I got it. And then the next year, he was traded. And now he's retired. Like, I got it in May. He wasn't a Leaf like, at that point, he wasn't a Leaf anymore.
But you still bought it.
I'm telling you, I can't control myself. After that incident, though, it was a wake-up call. Yeah, it was a wake-up call. Like, did I really just spend $120 on this?
On a stick?
Yeah.
for a play. Stick. How have I never heard of this story? Like, why am I only?
It shames me.
Oh, I see.
It's not
like
I'm bragging. Like, hey,
I have a signed stick
of a backup goalie that hasn't played for the Leafs since. Like, since I bought it.
That's kind of funny.
So wait, so isn't that hockey stick like the last one?
It's not even like a game used stick. It's one of those fake sticks.
Oh, it's just a stick that he signed?
Yeah.
Jasmine, what,
whoa,
the
what
hell?
The fuck? Why did you buy that?
I'm telling you, I had an issue.
Wait, what year was this that you did it?
2018. No. It's like 2018, I think.
Damn, high school.
Yeah.
Damn, the people at that auction probably laughed at you.
Yeah. There's something about, like, if it's signed... Oh, I'm going for it.
Oh, Zooey mama.
Zooey mama. Take my money.
I don't really know. Clothes. I have a shopping addiction there.
Oh, do both. Roy, are you still in your shopping addiction era?
No, I had to stop because I realized the money I was making was barely covering my rent and my bills. So I had to stop. And I did.
That's good. At least it could stop.
Yeah, but...
So it wasn't an addiction then.
That's true. It was just like, it was a phase.
It was a phase.
Yeah.
But okay, what clothes that you just always have to get? Even though you know you don't have that much money, you're like, I really need jeans or whatever it is.
I did buy myself a pair of jeans. Like, I really like buying myself jackets. Like, I don't have a lot, but I just like having... Like, from where I'm sitting, I have like my coat rack, or like my clothing rack, whatever. I have, and including my winter jacket, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 not like jackets, but like sort of things you can put on, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 that I can see right now. And I'm a menace.
A jacket,
like,
menace.
Every time I see a nice jacket, I'm like, ooh. Oh, another thing about clothes that I shouldn't spend my money on, but I do. I just like buying myself like dressy clothes. Like, I have nowhere to wear these. Like, I thrifted this really nice dress.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, where the hell do I wear it? But I have it, and it makes me happy.
Have you worn it since?
No. Well, when I tried it on after I washed it.
But, like, you haven't worn it to, like, the store or something.
Yeah, because my housemate and I, we were planning on going on, like, a, you know, having dinner out and actually dressing up.
Mm-hmm.
But then I, if we did that, I told him, I was like, I don't want to waste this dress on here. I was like, here, like, where I am right now in this, like, university town, I'm not dressed. No way, no shot. Like, I'm not going to waste it, but yeah. I'm trying to think of other things. Oh, I also went through, like, a shoe phase. I just bought myself a bunch of shoes. But they're, like, all nice shoes, so I have nowhere to wear them, but I just have them.
So you just like nice clothes, but can't bring it anywhere.
Yeah.
Do you have any guilty pleasures, Miriam?
Sweaters.
Oh, yeah.
I just always need to buy them. It's actually a problem because when I go out, all I have is sweaters.
You and Roya need to like find a middle ground.
Swap, yeah.
Yeah, like, I need to start buying like t-shirts, and I have no t-shirts. Like, I barely wear t-shirts.
Okay, I barely wear t-shirts. I normally like wear like a tank top or like a crop top with a jacket. You know, like I always pair it with something else. But I don't own many t-shirts. Or, like, isn't me? I just don't like how t-shirts look on me.
I don't like t-shirts very much.
Unless it's a pajama shirt. Unless it's my Crime Stopper shirt.
unless it screams that I'm a narc.
But yeah, I love sweaters. And also, I love jeans. I need to stop buying jeans. Over quarantine, I bought 7 pairs of jeans and I wasn't leaving the house.
To go to the living room.
Literally to go to the living room, go back to my room, eat some food, go to Tim Hortons, come back. Like, I'm not wearing jeans everywhere. So there's that.
Oh my gosh. Okay. One thing that I used to spend a lot of money on, but like now I don't. Notebooks. I had just a shit ton of notebooks. I'm like, what am I gonna do with these? And like this year, like I finally
You're one just, of those.
Yeah, okay, but I stopped. Like this year I just bought this like one like Hilroy notebook that was on clearance for like 30 cents at Staples.
Those are the best when it's like for like 10 cents or something.
Best. And it's like a spiral one. It was like a nice one. It was just on clearance. But I just like at all my classes, whenever I have to write something down or like just do quick math, I just whip it out and it's just so messy. I kind of love it. So like I'm a minimalist though. Like I scale down.
Yeah, my sister's a big notebook whore. Like, like she's so many, but like every time there's like, this one has a spiral thingy.
It's spiral bound.
Yeah, bound, yeah.
No, because the thing is, I would have all these notebooks, but I literally just kept them. Like, I didn't write in them.
I just kept them to preserve them.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, like, it's so nice. I need to, like, make sure, like, what I write in it is, like, you know, like, I want to keep it.
And then you hype it up, and then writing has to be perfect.
And then it went as far as, like, when I would write in it, and I didn't like what I, like, wrote, or I wasn't feeling it, or my, like, handwriting was ugly, boom, rip the page. Like, like, forgot about it.
Damn.
So now I just have a bunch of blank books. You live and you learn.
There's something about, like, notebooks and stationery.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I bought so much stationery back in high school. So, like, in university, I barely bought anything. And I was like, wow. Life is so simple like this. It is so simple.
I don't need a turquoise pen.
Like, do I need a gray pen? No.
No.
But gray? I have one. Gray sounds like the worst pen color. Because
you had a bullet journal, so, like, it was to make it look nice.
That's true. I still have it. I just don't use my bullet journal as often.
But a gray pen.
Decorating it.
Yeah, I have a gray pen. Well, that was our little spiel on... money
and mayonnaise
and how we choose to spend it. But now let's go into more of like the textbook stuff, the context of money, and you know what's one of the most famous moments in history about money. Someone say it.
Stonk market crash.
Yeah, when the stonks went boom, like. So does anyone really know what happened?
No.
When was this?
2008.
Okay.
Were you thinking about the Great Depression?
Like the Great, yeah.
Black, is it a Black Tuesday? Something like that?
It was a Black Day. I just don't know which
Monday,
Friday. Wasn't it Friday?
Black Friday. No, that's
no.
That's when all the deals are.
That's a right. Good day for stonks.
Yeah.
It was either Monday or Tuesday then.
I think it's Black Tuesday.
Let's not Google it. Let's just say it's Black Tuesday.
Is it black, though?
It was black because it was a dark time.
Wait. But yeah, so...
Wait,
wouldn't one of the biggest things be the Great Depression of concerning money? Whatever, we're talking about the stock market crash.
Of the new millennium.
Okay.
2008.
So picture this. We're 7 years old. The world is brand new. We probably just like started getting money during Christmas from family members. Like
I didn't get money when I was seven. When I was
eight? I don't.
Oh, okay. Maybe
think
not
I knew
then.
What money was.
Well, okay. So now our only source of income, we're 7 years old, is when we lose teeth. So, sorry, that's just to set, you know, set the scene.
Yeah.
And
the stonks went boom.
Why did they do that?
What's that movie about it?
There's a movie about it.
Oh, there's a movie about it.
With Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, I can see it in my mind. The Big Short. Isn't it like the real estate market?
Okay, Jasmine, if you watched it, then you should be a pro.
But I didn't understand. And the thing is, the movie tries to like explain it to you in really like as if you were stupid, and I still don't get it.
I think it was the real estate market.
Oh, it was.
I don't know.
It was something like shit. Basically, like the brokers.
You can't say I think.
I know.
You know.
The top stockbrokers, like, were seeing a trend that these like stocks weren't sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
But they kept buying it because it was growing.
So they
inflated. Knowing that they were gonna sell it. Yeah, they were gonna short it. I hear this all the time. I don't know what shorting means, but I'm pretty sure that means you sell it. So it's basically they were buying shit stock,
mm-hmm.
and when they all sold it at once, everything crashed. That's what I know. That is fact.
I just know there was a bunch of unemployment and inflation. In hashtag inflation, and Barack Obama had just come into power, and he inherited the country in the middle of a fiscal crisis.
Ooh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Whoa.
And he, like, fixed it.
Yeah. My phone is buzzing. I'm so terribly sorry. Quiet on set?
Quiet on set.
I'm going to keep that.
Yeah, I just know, like, after that, my parents don't really mess with stocks no more.
Same. My dad doesn't either. Yeah.
They're kind of like triggered.
I mean, makes sense. Okay,
eat the rich.
Yeah. Okay, another thing that not really or kind of with stocks, like imagine like just a shit ton of your money is just gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. For no reason of your own.
No
just
reason
the rich
just
people.
Yeah, yeah, just one person was like, "Yeah, no."
Uh-uh. Like, if you lost all your money because you're stupidly spending or gambling, like, that's one thing. But, like, you didn't do anything, and one day you just lost, like, $30,000.
Like you're trying to big brain it? Mm-mm.
This is why you don't try to be big brain.
This is why you just be sub-brain. Just
put your money,
brains.
Just put all your money in a Ziploc bag and tape it to the back of your toilet tank. That's what I'm saying.
Why the toilet?
That's where you hide your money.
Don't
you accidentally flush it.
Canadian money is plastic, babe. It's waterproof.
Yeah, but if you flush it, where does it go?
No, in the tank, Jasmine. Are you dumb?
In the tank, not the bowl. You absolute fool.
Have you never seen a movie in your life where
imagine
they hide
Mary,
money?
I
have you never seen a fucking toilet?
Imagine I listen to
have you
Mary's
never taken a
advice?
Shit? I get it. You piss in your pants so you wouldn't know.
Shits in dark alleys.
What else Jasmine? Are dark alleys for?
Bro.
Wait, Jasmine, do you actually still not get it?
No, I get it.
Oh, okay.
I'm just
sure?
saying, like, what if accidentally it gets flushed? But all I'm
it
saying
doesn't.
Is it'd be really
it doesn't,
funny.
Jasmine.
Okay,
it's
okay,
in the
I get
toilet
it.
Tank.
It's in the tank.
I didn't know you guys were so in a toilet.
Because we're real women. We have had to fix broken toilets. We know what the tank looks like.
Yeah,
no, I'm just saying it'd be funny if like I misunderstood what Miriam said and I just started flushing my money.
But you did misunderstand.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Jasmine can't catch a break with us. Like, Jasmine, do you understand?
Is this because I like ketchup? Is that
yes.
why?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kate, do you understand, Jasmine? The minute Miriam and I agree on something and you were on the other side, you're done. Miriam and I are like a wall. Like, you can't. Like, you just can't. So yeah, continue with whatever you were saying about flushing money down the toilet or whatever.
Just send it to the ocean. Okay.
Yeah, just don't spend your money. Don't big brain it. Don't give your money to the bank. Just keep your money behind your toilet.
Spend in cash.
Yeah, cash. Who needs credit? You're never buying a house anyways, not in this economy.
Honestly.
She brought up a fair point.
Honestly, like, what's a bigger scam than a bank? Hey, we'll hold all your money, but also, like, take it and use some of it.
But we're also going to charge you a bit of interest.
Yeah, because we're holding your money, you have to pay for it. And we're going to take your money.
Guys, we should just make our own bank.
I get free banking.
Oh, true. Oh, lucky duck.
Free banking.
Maybe I should work in a bank. You know, yeah. If you can't beat them, join them.
But the thing is, it's like, I know for a fact if I got lots of money, I'd be a different person.
I'm going to be offshoring it. Evading tax.
Yeah, money would change me as a person. I don't care. Like, everyone's on their high horse. Yeah, money wouldn't change me. Yes, it would.
Oh, yes, 100%. It would. Oh my God. 100%.
If you can go travel just for a day or two and just have a little afternoon snack in another country and just come back like nothing ever happened.
When you're rich, crime doesn't apply.
Exactly.
Like, you can literally do whatever you want and just pay them off. I could just do mushrooms in any country I want. And then on my private jet. And
yeah, so
yeah.
So, like, what we learned is money really does impact people. For example, in the stock market crash, made, you know, horrible time. But then when you're on the up, oh gosh.
When you're on the up and up, you don't give a fuck about anyone else.
Seriously, like, everyone's an environmentalist until they get their own private jet. And then all of a sudden, who cares? It's the next person's problem.
I'm all eat the rich and, like, you know, close the wealth gap until the Monopoly board comes out. And then I am capitalism all the way. I will put 5 hotels on 1 property and I will make you pay.
Miriam is an actual menace in Monopoly. Wait, that's kind of messed up that we played Monopoly as kids. Let's just think about that for a second.
It's basically capitalist propaganda. Oh, okay, wait. Speaking of, what did you think of AOC's Tax the Rich dress that she wore to the Met Gala?
So ironic.
I was like, are you kidding me with this shit?
She, like, a lot of people who go there get their tickets donated. Like, they don't buy their ticket.
Uh-huh.
I think it's kind of funny that she was there when all those rich people were there. And she's like, yeah, fuck you guys. But I don't know. I really have no opinion. I don't really care.
I should be AOC. That could be Dicey Waters.
Don't be AOC for Halloween. I knew you were going to say that. Don't fucking do it.
Jasmine, I don't think you should ever start a sentence with, like, I should be blank for Halloween, because we just know it's going to be bad. Just don't be anything for Halloween.
I should be Pocahontas for Halloween.
You should be Johnny McDonald. Jasmine, just be yourself. I'm myself for Halloween.
Who's going to be that bitch? Really? Yeah, people did that?
Yeah.
Who did that?
Like, when I didn't dress up and you're like, oh, what did you dress up as? I'm myself.
Oh my Halloween. God.
I've never heard
someone
say that.
That's when I will allow bullying.
That should be a whole nother topic.
That's a hall pass.
Hall pass to bullying.
But yeah, wow, how did we go from the freaking stock market crash to Halloween costumes?
Because Jasmine!
Yeah, Jasmine, this is all your fault.
Fine.
Jasmine, the minute we started fighting you about toilet bowls is when we went off topic. Thanks a lot.
Who brought up the toilet bowl?
No, I brought up the toilet tank.
And what do you do on a toilet? Shit yourself.
I brought up the toilet tank. You're the fool who thought the toilet tank was a toilet bowl.
Wait, you guys don't shit in your toilet tanks? Oh, God. Haha, that's a joke, everybody.
Jasmine shits in the toilet tank.
Jasmine's idiot.
But yeah, so that was the stock market crash.
Did we even talk about the stock market crash at all?
Like, everyone lost money, everyone lost their job, inflation went up. Like, ugh, we got it. People lost their home. It happened. Get over it. Move on with your life. Stop living in the past.
Yeah.
Just think of the future. Think about the next stock market crash and be ahead of the game.
Yeah, I'm scared.
GameStop to the moon.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Dogecat or Dogecoin. Dogecat. Dogecat to the moon.
Dogecat to the moon.
Dogecat to the moon.
I would totally accidentally buy Dogecat coin thinking it was Dogecoin.
She probably has like an NFT.
Which, NFT, okay, EFT. I just don't get that.
Non-fungible tokens.
I might live to eat these words.
Also,
but...
okay, wait, another question. What is cryptocurrency?
It's like
in the name,
money on
cryptocurrency.
The blockchain.
But like, what is it exactly? And
it's
like
internet money.
But like, why?
It's basically like, because every country has their own money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like tied to their like well-being. Right? Like if a country's not doing well, their dollar doesn't
GDP.
Do well. Uh-huh. Yeah. But
their
internet
well-being.
Money. Madagascar, are you doing well? How are you feeling? But because it's internet money, it's more like even.
It has no boundaries.
Yeah.
It's not assigned to a certain nation, so like it's international. Hey, Mr. Worldwide.
Okay, but like
so like the US wouldn't have to like invade the Middle East to get more oil. To keep
but it's
the
also
dollar
like what I don't understand is like how people assign it value, like
yeah, like where
I don't know.
Where does its value come from? Like I can like if I was the first person to start Bitcoin, I'm like, okay, but Bitcoin is worth $1 million.
Like, and then we put you in an insane asylum.
But like how is it worth that much?
Because people are buying pieces of it. It's kind of like even with regular money, it's just a belief. You just have to trust it, right? Like, what really...
Trust the rich.
What is
okay.
this green bill gonna do, really? It's just another form of it, I guess.
Mm. Yeah, sure.
Damn. Yeah, work. I hate money.
It's like stock, right? Like...
Yeah.
Kind. It's basically
the more people
like
buy it,
the more it goes
yeah.
up. Yeah. Like, that part, I get it. But I just don't get, like... You know,
it's a very strange concept.
We need, you know, we need a Chad.
Yeah, we do.
A finance Chad would understand.
Yeah.
Oh.
But he would say it really condescendingly.
And he'd probably degrade us as women.
Mansplaining to the moon.
Yeah, he'd probably be like, you guys wouldn't understand. Only I mean, which, men. I mean, fair, we don't understand. Like, you're not wrong, but don't say it like that.
Yeah, I have
I like how you guys are pre-arguing with a person who doesn't exist.
No, they exist.
Everything he hasn't done yet.
They exist. Yeah. We've come across many in our lifetime.
They're out there, Jasmine. Now for the final topic of this somewhat messy... We planned it, but, like, how did it turn up like this?
I think it's doing very well.
Our last topic, our last discussion question is why can we print more money? Someone take it away.
Okay. I say it's just logical. Yeah, I know how common sense isn't that common, but let me break it down for you guys. Okay. When you have more of something, you have more of it. That's it. If I have a lot of $10 bills, I have a lot of money. So if I print more, I just have more money. I don't get...
Oh, beautifully said, Jasmine.
I don't get what the confusion is. I don't get why there's a debate. You know why there's a debate? It's because they don't want us to be rich.
Facts.
Right?
If that ain't the truth. I think you're right. It's just Jeff Bezos is like, stop the printer.
That's enough. The poor have had enough. Now print more for my rocket ship.
My penis ship.
You're gonna just say penis. Like, what even would be the argument against printing money?
Inflation.
Inflation.
Yeah, but if it
brings
never...
down the dollar.
Okay. But okay.
What if inflation... we just keep going up?
Yeah, inflation implies that it's a balloon that will pop. But what if it's the world's biggest balloon that never pops?
Okay, yeah.
Cause yeah, like we print money, but like if we're just because we put it in the bank anyway, so like why can't we just have more out, you know?
Yeah.
Out to play.
And why we don't even have to print it. We just have to like add zeros to our bank accounts. Right?
Yeah. I think there should be a day where they just add an extra zero for us just because.
Wait,
yeah.
Even if they print more money, how do people end up getting it? Like I'm not getting a check like a envelope in the mail with like a bunch of 20s.
Like isn't
how does it end up coming to me?
Oh, fun fact. One time I was at work and then like we had like the rolls of like change.
Ooh.
Open one. It was a Loonies.
Mm-hmm.
Brand spanking new, fresh from wherever they got made. It was so
they were shiny. Still hot.
Literally. They were so shiny. I'm like, where does this come from? And why is this okay? But what like why can they print more money? Like
and I can't.
Yeah. How does this work? But yeah, those were some shiny coins.
Maybe they just got polished.
Nah, they were new.
Who's publishing coins?
No, when I tell you they were new, they looked like tokens because they're so shiny.
I love the era of like, you know, credit cards and stuff because there are some coins that are just so nasty.
Yeah.
You forget those?
Yeah.
Like you can barely tell it's a penny because
like
all
tar on it.
Yeah, what? Like what is this substance that is covering my loony?
But yeah, so printing more money. How does it work?
It's the solution to every problem the world has ever seen.
Like,
sexism, like, print like more most, money. That's how you fix the gender wage gap. You print us some more.
Like, aren't most countries in debt anyways?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure isn't, like, every country in debt? I'm like, who are we owing?
The world's like, other.
Where does this math add up? But, like, they if owe everyone owes someone?
Like, a lot of people are in debt to the United States.
Ugh, fuck them. Like, why?
No. I feel like more and poor. China.
China and Russia.
And I'm more scared of them.
True.
Yeah.
True. But, like,
as
you
we
know,
say
we
this
all,
on Zoom.
We all owe each other things. Why can't we all just, like,
forgive and forget?
Yeah. Why can't we just do a mutual vibe check and just everyone's like let go of the
yeah like
death.
Why
let bygones
why
be
just,
bygones
yeah why can't we just start fresh?
Why don't we just have like a fireside chat, do a little kumbaya?
Like why don't we all just make like a group chat, all of us,
all the countries?
Yeah.
Why can't like every year be like a new school year and you
yeah,
start
like
fresh
this
new
like
binders.
This message if you want to get rid of your debt.
Leave us a DM us for $5,000 and you get
what?
$5,000.
DM us
I butchered it.
It's okay.
DM us to get rid of debt.
Like what? Why can't that be the solution?
I don't know. Honestly, speaking of like world getting together, is there something more useless than the UN?
Yeah, bro.
Like,
nothing.
We're like, oh my god, there's this issue, and they're like, wait, we're gonna form some committees and we're gonna see if this is an issue.
We're just gonna talk about it.
Yeah,
while it's going on
and do nothing.
And we're
and
gonna
do
try
nothing.
Yeah. And hope that the problem solves itself.
We're gonna talk about it, take a bunch of pictures, show you guys.
We're gonna get Angelina Jolie to make a speech, and then sexism is solved.
For real.
And then women can go to school.
Yeah, we're going to make, like, a declaration, and, like, technically it's international law, but, like, no one really has to abide by it, and there'll be no one holding you accountable.
I honestly think... United Nations is a fart in the wind. Their statements are, like, farts in the wind.
I honestly think a high school student council can put in more work.
For real. For freaking real.
Honestly, I think high school students who are applying to competitive university programs and need, like, what is it, like, things on their application, they can do better. Like the high school students are desperate, you know.
You will never see someone hustle more than a high school student getting ready for university. Like those like real tryhards, you will never see someone
the ones that just join a shit ton of clubs in like, their last year.
Yeah,
you will never see someone try as hard. And all I'm saying, they can solve a lot of problems.
They do more.
Exactly. And I stand by that.
Well, they probably think we can print more money too, and let's be real.
Yeah. But yeah, why can't, like,
yeah, like, let's just go to Staples and print some more money.
I'll save the Google images.
I'll cut it.
Okay.
Oh man, have you guys watched that Drake and Josh episode where the bad guys, it was like a Drake and Josh movie, and then they caught these people printing money? Mm-hmm. I was like, dang, I want a machine like that. Because they like stole a machine from the bank to print money. And I was like, oh, I want to do that.
Yeah, wait. You know, why are people robbing banks and taking the money? Why don't they go to the places that print out the money, take a machine,
and just print forever?
Do it themselves and launder it.
That's literally the plot of Money Heist.
Oh.
Spoiler.
Dang, man, why did you spoil it?
Well, I was going to watch it maybe sometime.
No, you guys were never going to watch it. I've been telling you for the past 2 years.
Maybe in this decade, but like,
I was like about to watch it, Miriam.
I'm not going to watch it now.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Oh, speaking of, are there things that like you just refuse to watch because... Yes.
Anything that I recommend to you guys refuse to watch.
No. Well, I mean,
why are we going back to this topic?
We've already, I mean, like something like Star Wars.
Oh,
like I've never watched Star Wars, and I don't know if I want to.
Like sort of like classics?
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be something like everyone's watched, but you just refuse to watch.
Star Wars.
Like, I feel like Game of Thrones is that for you guys.
I'm not a fucking loser.
I'm Star Wars and Star Trek. I don't care. I really don't care.
If you like it, you like it. I just...
I will just judge you.
Sci-fi is just...
Sci-fi is kind
of,
like,
I just don't like the idea. I just don't like the idea of, like, space. Like, why? I don't know.
It's very claustrophobic.
Guardians of the Galaxy, do not care.
I haven't watched a single... Marvel, Infinity Avengers,
any of the superhero movies. I have watched a few, not voluntarily, but it was all against my will. But like, why? I will never.
Like, oh, I wonder who's gonna win.
the protagonist?
Like, is Spider-Man gonna win or the bad Spider-Man gonna win? I don't know.
And then like, right, and then you already know that they're preparing a sequel, so like,
yeah. Oh, I wonder who dies or survives. Yeah. Another one, like, I don't know if I just don't feel the Squid Game.
Oh, I watched the first episode. It's good.
Yeah. I feel like everyone and their mothers have watched Squid Game. And
it's pretty, good. It's good. It's like, entertaining.
Yeah, like, just freaking watch it, you loser. Do you want to be left behind?
Yeah.
Left behind. You're already Harry Potter.
I watched Harry Potter.
For not watching that.
Sorry, Miriam. I know you like the series. I just don't like...
Tweens with wooden sticks.
Yeah.
That's disrespectful. You know what I don't like? Fake people with riding dragons. Miss How to Train Your Dragon. Who cares? It's a freaking cartoon. Dragons aren't real, babe.
I watched the first one and the second. The second one.
I watched the first one.
The second one made me cry.
The first one really bothered.
Pussy.
Hey, it was sad.
Pussy.
Wait, did anyone watch the second one?
No.
No,
it's
not
so
a pussy.
Sad. Taken. Okay, I'm spoiler I'm alert. Spoiler alert. So Hiccup doesn't have his mom, right? He only has his dad. So in the second movie, he finds out who his mom is, but then his dad dies.
Oh wow.
And like they do the whole like Viking like thing where you like set the thing on fire, like the boat with the body. And I was just like, it was so sad.
9-year-old me was not impressed with the first How to Train Your Dragon because I was a book reader first.
Oh, you were.
And it was not the book, and I was really upset. So I didn't watch the second one. But yeah, that was our finance episode.
Oh my god, what the hell was this, guys?
Party.
how do we, guys? I feel like we're getting progressively worse.
Okay, you know? Here's what happened.
Okay, you know where our peak was? The Roach episode.
Damn, that shit was so good.
Yeah, it was so good. And we've gone downhill ever since.
I think we've all gotten busier.
So we have to get that.
The Roach episode. I forgot about that.
Like, that was such a top tier episode. Or is that the one where we also talk about like the how we were like scammed as kids for the magazine drives? If so, like those episodes were so good.
Those are really good, yeah.
We need to get that back.
I feel like this episode was really good.
This one was good.
Yeah, but if you have any ideas for us, leave us a message on Anchor.
Yeah.
Okay. Tape your money to the back of your toilet tanks, everyone.
And flush it down, baby. Bye.
Goodbye. Bye.